It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. Summer is a busy season for farmers and growers, but winter crops are a growing part of New Hampshire's local food system. And though winter feels far away right now, farmers looking to grow winter crops are starting to think about what they might put in their greenhouses. A new project at the University of New Hampshire aims to help winter growers. Here with more is Brian Krug. He's UNH Cooperative Extension Specialist on greenhouse and floriculture crops. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brady. I'm glad to be here.
What's driving the growth, first of all, in winter crops and winter growing?
I think a lot of it has been because of the winter farmers markets that have been more prevalent in the last 3 or 4 years here in New Hampshire, and just the real trend for local eating and having local foods on your table. The fresh greens is something that if we want those here in New Hampshire, typically in the past we've had to ship those in from other parts of the country or other parts of the continent where they can grow those in outdoor situations. So with these winter farmers markets, and one option for getting some local greens is to grow those in a greenhouse.
And the project that you're working on now is looking at hydroponic growing in a greenhouse. That's growing without traditional soil, but there's more to it than that. Could you explain a little more?
Yeah, so you got the gist of it there with no soil. Typically, we grow the plants in some type of a medium that's inert. We don't use the term soil. We use the term medium in hydroponics. And we provide all their fertilizer and their nutrients through a fertilizer solution and a water solution, and we circulate that water solution. We either let the plant float on the water with the roots dangling in the water, or in other systems, we run the solution past the roots on a constant basis so the plant can take up the nutrients that they need.
In this particular research, what are you going to be focusing on when it comes to winter growing?
The focus is initially going to be looking at plant fertility, what the requirements are for these plants that we're trying to grow in a hydroponic situation here in New Hampshire. There's lots of information on different crops like tomatoes and peppers and even your typical lettuce in hydroponic situations. But a lot of those crops aren't feasible here in New Hampshire because of the light requirements. So we're looking at different cultivars and different leafy green crops that maybe are unique to things that might not be available at your supermarket that growers can use as a niche for the farmers markets. Look how they perform in the lower light scenarios here in New Hampshire. Also looking at ones that we can grow at lower temperatures because heating is a big expense when it comes to growing plants in the wintertime here in New Hampshire. What grows well in a greenhouse? It is a different environment than growing in a field outdoors. We have different pressures on us as far as irrigation and pests and diseases and fertility too. It's not as simple as just taking something from the field that we're used to growing and just moving it inside and treating it exactly the way we have in that scenario. There's a lot of nuances that have to be worked out and to be successful.
And so as a result, it might still taste uniquely New Hampshire compared to something grown in a different part of the country.
Yeah, that's our hope, is that just having that fresh produce that hasn't been shipped many, many miles, you know, hopefully has been harvested the day before or the day of when the consumer purchases it, that you still have that real fresh flavor.
Well, Brian Krug, it's not every day that we get to talk about winter in summer, but it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thanks, Brady.